This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 6th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Rail giants Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are once again seeking Surface Transportation Board approval to merge into the nation's first coast-to-coast railroad company, submitting a more than 7,000-page proposal seeking to assuage past agency concerns about the completeness of their plan. The company's revised merger application includes additional data and analysis to address shortfalls identified by the board in January. The STB rejected the first proposal after finding it lacked market share projections around merger-related growth and diversions, copies of schedules, and other contractual documents. We appreciate the STB feedback and look forward to continuing to work with them through the process, Union Pacific CEO Jim Vena said in a press release yesterday. We are confident our updated application meets their guidance and presents an even stronger case for why America needs seamless coast-to-coast railroad to reinvigorate the rail industry. The merger seeks to create a new Union Pacific Transcontinental Railroad, which would span approximately 50,000 miles and connect up to 100 U.S. ports on the East, West, and Gulf Coasts. The idea has drawn interest from some shippers excited by the prospect of fewer delays, but concern from others about potential anti-competitive effects. The leaders of other major Class 1 railroads, including BNSF and CSX, they're opposed to the merger. President Donald Trump will host Brazilian President Luiz Inácio da Silva tomorrow for talks about shared economic and security issues, a White House official said, speaking on a condition of anonymity. The leftist Lula and Trump have had an up-and-down relationship since the U.S. leaders returned to the White House last year. Trump hit Brazil with Steve Tarrips and has pressed Brazilian authorities over their prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro for his involvement in a coup plot. The Trump administration imposed a 40% tariff on Brazilian products in July, on top of a 10% tariff hike earlier. U.S. President justified those tariffs, saying that Brazil's policies and criminal prosecution of Bolsonaro constituted an economic emergency. Trump later loosened the tariffs on Brazil as a part of an effort to lower consumer costs for Americans. Trump and Lula started mending fences at the United Nations General Assembly in September. Well, the price of a gallon of regular gasoline in the U.S. climbed 31 cents last week, spiking to an average of $4.54 a gallon today. That's 52% higher than before the war with Iran began, according to AAA data. Crude prices are up because the Strait of Hormuz remains closed due to the conflict. Crude prices did fall today on rumors an end to the conflict could well be near. Lower-income Americans have sharply reduced their gas consumption following the Iran war. Higher prices at the pump have challenged their economic outlook. Higher-income households increased their spending but maintained their traditional buying volumes. The Fed Reserve Bank of New York said today that middle-income households fell somewhere in between. The gaps between how much each group reacted were larger than in 2022, when a similar gas price shock occurred after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The House version of a new farm bill includes key provisions supporting veterinary medicine, animal health, and public safety. The legislation is drawing praise from the American Veterinary Medical Association. The plan reauthorizes critical programs aimed at preventing animal disease outbreaks, strengthening food safety, and improving veterinary workforce shortages. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.